Come grab a bargain. Don't miss out.
Come and grab a bargain. Everything's on sale.
Come grab a bargain. Come on, hurry up. Before it's sold out, grab a bargain. Come on. Grab a bargain.
Everything's on sale. Hurry, hurry. Don't miss out. Hurry, come and get your deals. Don't miss out on the bargains.
Where is it? Show me. Well done. Good job, champ. Thank you so much. You have made my day.
Uncle Hamid, is it expensive?
Not really. But Aunt Sue gave it to me as a gift. She'd probably kill me if I lost it, you know.
I love you, Uncle Hamid.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, son. Take whatever you want for 2,000 tomans and go.
Uncle Hamid, don't you recognize me?
You've got the wrong person, buddy. Go away if you're not planning on buying anything.
Uncle Hamid, it's me, Mehdi. It's your brother Mohsin's son.
For goodness sakes. Go away, man. Who's Mohsin? Who's Hamid? You've got the wrong guy. If you're not planning on buying anything, then leave. You've got the wrong person. Don't touch! Don't touch! I'll pack them up myself! Why? Why do you keep bothering me if you're not gonna buy anything? Why are you still standing there? Look, buddy, I probably look like your uncle. Go and look for your uncle somewhere else. For God's sake, what are you staring at? Go away already. Why are you still standing there? Aren't you going to leave? Fine, then I'll leave. I'll leave then.
Come on, grab a bargain. 3,000 tomans.
Why won't you leave me alone?
You seem to be crazy, you know.
I'm sorry, I thought you were someone
else.
Is
that it?
I'm sorry, like I said, I've got the wrong person.
Is that why you're such a wreck?
Please, stop picking on me. I said I was sorry.
Well, what are you going to do if I pick on you?
I'm sorry, please, go on. Hello, Uncle Kodrat.
Hello.
Kodrat, will you let me sell my things here today, please? Will you? Let me sell my things here today. You can take my spot. Take my spot and let me sit here and you take my spot.
I like the shrimp more.
It wasn't too bad.
Yes.
Be sure you try out that place I told you about.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rui. I'll see you later.
We'll drop you off.
So, are you going to go back to the office, Dad?
We'll drop Miss Faramand off first, then go home.
No, I don't want to trouble you. I feel like going for a walk.
Don't even think about it. You can leave walking for later.
Well, I can take you home if you're in a hurry.
No, thank you. I don't want to trouble you at all.
You talk as though I'm a stranger.
No. It's just that I don't want to leave my dad's side for one second right now.
All right. See you.
Yeah,
bye.
See you.
Goodbye.
You
too. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Let's go. Let's go.
Do you plan on returning to Iran for good, Yasama?
I think so. I mean, most probably.
I don't like living overseas either.
Yasaman hasn't made a decision yet. She's stuck between choices. She's more worried about Benjamin. Isn't that right?
I'm not really stuck. I really want to stay. But I also want Benjamin to come here too. Well, don't you want Benjamin to come here as well?
What kind of a question is that? Of course I do. What could be better than to have both of you here with me? But don't force him. Let him decide for himself. Benjamin is 7 years younger than Yasaman. Their mother used to work, so Yasaman would take care of Benjamin a lot. Sometimes she would even let the babysitter put him to sleep. We used to call her Little Mummy when he was a kid. Yasaman will be a really kind mother.
Thank you, Dad.
Do you plan on getting married?
No, there's nothing going on at the moment.
Of course there is. Everyone at the office knows about Mr. Facker. Who are you trying to hide it from? Hadn't you heard about it?
I did.
You see? Yesterday he told me he plans on officially coming to our house with his mother to propose.
You didn't agree to it, did you?
No. I told him I'd have to talk it over with you first. But we can't keep him waiting any more than this.
I already told him that. I can't really decide right now. I've got so much to do, really.
You think the same way as I do. I'm against marriage at a young age. I reckon a girl should find a proper, decent person before taking the plunge. I was against Miss Yaseri's marriage as well, and I kept telling her no, but she wouldn't listen. And now she's stuck in an enormous mess.
Miss Yaseri, is that the girl who worked at the office before you?
Yes, she got engaged to this guy just recently, but he has no money and absolutely no personality either.
She must have loved him. That's probably why she accepted his proposal. Otherwise, honestly, why would you trouble yourself in that way?
I'm sorry, but I don't think you should do something stupid just for love. And besides, you need to see her fiancé first so you can know what I'm talking about.
But he doesn't seem like such a bad guy.
Have you seen him?
Yes, I've seen him once or twice.
Oh, he looks terrible, Mr. Rui. Please try not to look at him.
If you've been giving your opinion like that in front of your friend, you're really making a big mistake.
I'm not embarrassed to show people how I feel. And besides, true friends are honest with each other, but enemies hide the truth. I'm not her enemy, so I tell her.
Being straightforward with someone is a good thing, but not all the time.
Why shouldn't I tell her, sir? Her fiancé doesn't trust her. I realized from the very first day, and I told Samane, but, well, she didn't listen. And now she's dealing with a messy situation, a guy with no money or personality.
What do you mean he doesn't trust her? He doesn't trust his own fiancé.
That's right.
Not being able to trust your partner is really bad. It's really hard to put up with something like that. But I don't think a person's wealth is really that important. Is he young?
He's 2 or 3 years older than Samane.
There you go, then. Young people aren't rich. And if they are, it would only be because of some inheritance which is worthless.
That's the problem here. He hasn't got any proper inheritance, and he's not the working type. Why should anyone have to waste their life away by marrying someone like that?
Well, money doesn't bring happiness. For example, I know many people who live in a very small place and are much happier than, for example, people like us who live in huge apartments and big houses.
I don't buy any of that.
Don't try to force your opinion on your friend. She'll probably agree to marry him because she loves him.
I would never do something like that. I'm just not prepared to go and get married to one of these young guys who are all full of problems, you know. I mean, you only live once.
Dad, have some tea.
Thank you very much, darling. It looks great. Thank you. Thank you.
Dad, are you going to have dinner?
Aren't you going to have dinner?
I really don't have an appetite.
I probably shouldn't eat anything either. Look how big my stomach is. You've got to stop eating dinner.
My dad has always been handsome.
Yes, Aman?
Yes, Dad.
Come and sit down a minute.
Okay. What is it, Dad?
So, have you made your decision? What are you going to do?
About what?
About Fakhar.
I don't know.
Well, you've got to make up your mind. You know that Fakhar is in a hurry.
I'll have to see whether or not Mom will let me bring Benjamin here.
What's Benjamin got to do with you?
Benjamin doesn't want to be there. He's only staying there because of Mom. If I bring Benjamin here, Mom might come back as well. I want to have my family in one place, instead of each of us being in different corners of the globe.
Ah. Well, your mother doesn't want to come back. Why are you fooling yourself?
She will come back. Once she stays there for a while, she'll get sick of it and return.
Yes, Aman. Your mother has been away for 3 years. Don't ruin your life because of wishful thinking. Fakhar's mother keeps insisting that she wants her son to get married soon.
Well, let him get married. I've told him already that I've got problems to deal with right now.
He asked me today how much longer you expect him to wait.
Dad, I really want my whole family to be there for my wedding ceremony. That's not too much to ask for.
You're right, I know.
Well, do something then.
What am I supposed to do?
Do you want Mom to return or not?
Yes, Aman, I never told your Mom to leave.
All right, then. I'll bring her back. Leave it to me. Good night.
Good night, darling.
What's wrong with you?
Hello.
Hello.
I hope you're having a good evening. I wanted to see Hamid.
Hamid!
Don't call him. I will go and see him myself.
Who are you?
I'm his nephew.
But he told me he hasn't got anyone.
Well, we weren't on speaking terms. I've come to make peace with him. He might not let me in if he finds out I'm here. Help yourself, please.
Give me the keys to your motorbike. I'll hold on to them until you come back out.
But why?
For peace of mind. Just to make sure you're not lying or anything.
All right. Here you go.
His room's the first on the right. The first room on the right.
Okay. Hello, Uncle Hamid.
Hello. Oh, jeez, you won't stop, will you? What do I have to do?
I have found your address now. You can't get rid of me that easily anymore. Uncle Hamid, I might have made many mistakes, but I can't mistake that look in your eyes. You've still got the same look.
Tell me, why did you come looking for me? Huh? What's the reason?
Uncle, I won't let you live away from your family like this. My grandparents need you.
Well, don't tell them that you found me. How is seeing me like this going to help your grandfather? The only possible thing it will achieve is to make him suffer more.
Uncle, please forget about the past. You have to come back home with me. You and I can make things the same as they were before.
Hey, Mehdi, open your eyes and look at the person sitting in front of you.
You have to help me. I promise. I promise everything will turn out fine.
Do you know what you're saying, Mehdi? Look at me. This is how your Uncle Hamid is now. He can barely even stand on his own two legs. Let alone...
Don't say it, Uncle Hamid. Don't say it. I really don't want to hear these things from you. In my heart, you're still the same old Uncle Hamid to me.
My sweet girl. Go to sleep, my precious little one. Here you go. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Oh, Maddie! When did you come home? You scared me.
Just now.
You scared me to death, Maddie. Maddie, what's wrong?
Nothing.
What's wrong? Did something happen to Mehran?
No. I found Uncle Hamid.
And?
He's become an addict.
Are you serious?
He's trashed. He's trashed, Barrister.
Oh, dear God. Did you see him yourself?
What am I going to do, Barrister? What should I do? I don't know what to do. I really don't know.
Be strong, Maddie. Everyone in this house is relying on you. Maddie, having an addiction doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
There's nothing left for him, Barrister. His addiction has destroyed him.
Calm down, Maddie. You've got to help him. You can't help him like this. I wasn't joking when I said that everyone in this house is relying on you. They can finally count on someone. After all these years, you shouldn't lose the opportunity like this.
What can I do?
I know it's difficult. That's why I'm telling you to calm down. We'll think of something together. I swear to God we can fix this problem.
When I found him today, it killed me. It killed me.
How did you find him? Does his wife know?
That's the reason why she didn't want me to look for Uncle Hamid.
Well, she's making the wrong decision. You can't just leave a drug addict like that.
She's a lonely woman with no money and a young girl to look after. There's nothing that she can do. I don't know what to do either.
Don't be like that, Maddie. She can help him more than anyone else can. What meaning does a marriage have when a man and woman don't help each other during tough times? His wife and daughter can help him more than anyone else. If they're not able to help them, then there's nothing we can do. You have to talk to his wife. I'm really upset with you, Maddie. You sit here crying to yourself without even telling me what happened. Get up. Go wash your face before your grandparents find out. I can talk to his wife if you think you can't convince her. I am a woman, and women understand each other a little better. Get up.
Mother. Mother.
What is it?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
It's not nothing, Mum. Something's happened. Why are you so upset?
I'm not upset. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have given Mehdi the bank card.
How come? Mom, why didn't you want them to find Dad?
I don't know.
I pray to God that they'll find him. Mom, I miss Dad so much. Don't look at me like that. I'm saying this because I want it to be an excuse for us to see Grandma and Granddad.
I should have told Mehdi.
About what? Mom, Mehdi might have been able to help us find Dad. You made a mistake last time. You shouldn't have allowed him to leave. You should have tried to make him stay. And then you could have told Granddad that Dad's returning home. You've always told me that having no family is the worst thing in the world. Didn't you tell me that?
Hello?
Hi, Aunt Sue. It's me, Mehdi.
Hello, Mehdi. Was the bank card useful?
It was. I found Uncle Hamid. Hello? Aunt Sue? Hello?
Yes?
Aunt Sue, I have to see you, but I don't want to talk in front of Layla. Are you able to come outside?
Where?
Come near the bank so I can give you back the card. I'll send you a text message with the address.
Is something wrong, Mehdi?
No, Aunt Sue, don't worry. I want to do something, but I have to talk it over with you first.
All right, honey, I'll come.
See you then.
Did he manage to find Dad?
I don't know. He told me to go and see him.
Do you think I can come with you?
No. Get back to studying. I'll be back soon. God, where is he?
Hi, Aunt Sue.
Hello. What happened, dear?
Nothing.
It can't be nothing. I can tell from your face that something's happened.
No, Aunt Sue, it's nothing. Don't worry.
I've been worried sick since you called me. Where did you find him?
How about we go for a walk, Aunt Sue?
What happened, dear? Did you find your uncle?
Yes, I did.
What did he tell you that made you like this?
Uncle Hamid isn't very well.
How come? Has he started it again?
Yes, he has, actually. Aunt
Sue. Come on, dear. Let's sit down. I don't feel well.
Aunt Sue. Why are you acting like this? I need your help. Why are you acting like this?
It's nothing. I feel weak sometimes. I feel better after I sit a bit.
Aunt Sue, listen to me. I promise to God, I promise I will take Uncle Hamid to rehab.
Do you know how many times I've taken him to rehab?
I know, Aunt Sue. Uncle Hamid has told me all about it. But it'll be different this time. Back then you were all alone, and I'm not going to leave you guys this time. Everything will be fine. Really, I promise you that. And after Uncle Hamid's all better, I'll get you a place and the three of you can live together there at the new house. And after that, I will go and tell Granddad that I've found you guys.
It won't happen.
Sit down, Aunt Sue.
Your uncle and I talked things through and separated for Layla's sake. How did he even accept something like that?
Well, I haven't told Uncle Hamid about all of you living in one place yet because the three of you have to agree to it together.
It can't happen, darling. Hamid already knows that there's no ways we can live together. He won't agree to it if you suggest it. I'm not saying this for my own sake. I'm saying for Layla's sake, she's got exams this year. I don't want her to get caught up with our problems. Look, Mehdi. Your uncle and I have no future anymore. But I'm still happy you came here because I want you to help Layla get out of this situation. If Layla continues her education and excels academically, she'll need family to support her. You can't clap with one hand. No one can. No one can achieve any success on their own. Being alone is only meant for God.
Aunt Sue, I really want to save Uncle Hamid. Everything we've done was a mistake up until now, and all of us are to blame for it. We're all thinking about our own lives while he's stranded out there, all alone without anyone.
You mean me?
I'm talking about everyone here. Me, Mom, Dad, you, Aunt Homer, everyone.
When did he start again? He'd taken an oath that he wouldn't take drugs anymore.
When someone doesn't have anyone that cares for them, if they're all alone, I guess they'll turn to anything then.
That's just an excuse. I was very lonely too. And I had more problems than Hamid did. Even though I had aches and pains, I would sometimes climb 5 flights of stairs in the medical building next to our house. I'd sit there and wait for patients who'd go there to leave so I could wash the stairs. And instead of paying me money, they'd end up assessing me as a patient, writing me a prescription. He was just using loneliness as an excuse. He didn't want to live properly. Hamid didn't want a normal life at all.
Aunt Sue, everything that you've just told me reminds me of just one thing. It reminds me of how I'm a Muslim by name, yet I'm not practicing Islam here.
You were only a child back then.
What difference does it make, Aunt Sue? It doesn't make our responsibility any less, does it? Oh. You've been washing stairs all of this time and we only find out about it now? Why did you only just tell me? Aunt Sue, aren't we one family? God says you should attend to your family first and then to strangers.
Don't make me feel guilty about what I told you. Why is that any of your fault, Mehdi?
Aunt Sue, we are all to blame. We are all to blame here. The Lord up there knows we didn't act upon our responsibilities. That's why he's punishing us for it. Aunt Sue, why didn't you tell Dad about what happened back then, huh? Why didn't you?
Mehdi, there's nothing you can do to help. Please, will you stop bothering? I've taken him to rehab many times before. As soon as he gets better, he goes back to taking drugs.
That's our fault, too. It's our fault, Aunt Sue.
With the way you're putting it, no one should be responsible for their own actions. We should just blame each other for the bad things that we do.
Aunt Sue, you tell me, what did any of us do to make God proud of us, huh? What did we do?
I've tried several times.
You mean the rest of us didn't have a responsibility? Dad, Mom, Aunt Homer, even me? Aunt Sue, you made a mistake. You should have told us about what happened.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I am to blame.
I'm sorry, Aunt Sue. I didn't mean anything bad.
Maybe this wouldn't have happened if I'd stopped him from distancing himself from his family back when he used to... when he used to go to Soraya's house. All right. I'll try it again because of you. Go tell him I'll do anything if he agrees to quit. If he quits for good, I can tell you that I will do anything to live with him again.
Let's go. I want to talk to you.
Move. I've got an appointment with the counselor.
Why don't you go see her by yourself when I'm not there? Huh? She can't solve your problems with just you in there, can she? Look, nothing will be fixed with you going in there by yourself.
Well, I might reach a proper decision.
Are you trying to threaten me?
Move over, Ismail. You're lucky I haven't told my dad anything. I got an appointment for you, but you broke your promise. Don't make the situation worse than it is, Ismail. Move over.
Let's go. I really need to talk to you, and you can go see her later.
I can't. She won't give me another appointment until next week Wednesday.
Well, wait. Wait until next Wednesday. Go see her later.
I don't want to wait. Move over. What is it? Talk.
I've decided I don't want you to see Manoush ever again.
You dragged me here to tell me that.
There you go. You're unaware of everything. You keep arguing with me and starting a fight. Did you know that she keeps hanging around with that guy?
Which guy?
That guy, her boss.
What's it to you?
So you know too.
What am I supposed to know? Manoush can hang around whoever she wants. It's none of your business. She's got a family, it's their business.
Yeah. If it was that important to them, they would have definitely stopped her by now. She goes out with that guy, she gets in the car, they go to restaurants together, and so on. I knew what that girl was like from the beginning. What's wrong? Didn't you expect it?
Stop talking behind other people's backs.
Listen, darling, I knew how that girl was from the beginning. I knew there was something wrong with her, just not to this extent. Age means nothing to that girl. She doesn't care how old or how young anyone is.
Don't give me that nonsense. I've known Manoush since we were kids.
So you think I'm lying, do you? Okay, fine. Let's wait outside her workplace and see who she hangs around with.
You went to Manoush's workplace to spy on her?
Oh, well, of course not. I went there to see you, and I saw her come out with that guy.
I haven't set foot in that office for a month now. You went there to see me, her, and I suppose you followed them to the restaurant to see me as well, did
what?
You?
What, so you're trying to catch me out now? I went to go spy on her. And I'm glad I did it. I have a right to know. I have a right to know who your friends hang around with. It's my right, woman.
So you've forgotten about your work and you're spending your entire time acting like a policeman who's investigating what my friends are up to, yeah? Didn't you promise me you'd finish your counseling sessions?
Look, I already went there once. I didn't see any point in it. I already know everything that lady's gonna tell me.
Yes, you know everything.
Samaneh.
I'm going there by myself for 3 weeks now, and you come up to me saying whatever you want. You can't keep telling me what to do, Ismail.
Listen here. When did our arguments begin? They began right after that girl started talking garbage. If she hadn't brainwashed you, I swear we would have been married by now.
Well, if you think that I'm that type of person, if you think I become influenced easily by what other people say, then you can get out of my life right now.
Look, you're angry right now, and whatever I say is going to upset you, but you need to listen to me. That girl is only trying to fool you.
What's it got to do with you?
It's got everything to do with me. Everything I've told you about that girl has turned out true. Whatever that counselor has been telling you is garbage. I bet you that these types of doctors have 1,000 problems in their own marriages. Samaneh! Listen, if you're going to keep going to counseling by yourself and nonsense like that, I'll go tell your dad what kind of person Manoush is. I'm warning you.
Go do whatever you want.
So you want me to tell your dad then?
این دوری یا از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ات را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرم، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه، وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه، وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.